This podcast replay is brought to you by South Florida's premier law enforcement agency, the Fort Lauderdale Police Department. The FTLPD is now accepting applications for non-certified and certified police officer positions. Minimum requirements and qualifications can be found at flpdjobs.com. That's flpdjobs.com.
All right, so your former stomping grounds, have they learned their lesson? Will they be dumb enough to continue thinking that Ryan Tannehill will put them over the top, or will they continue to ruin the best years of Derrick Henry's career? So I'm just wondering, what are you hearing in Tennessee? Maybe it might be a little too early for that decision, but that talk has got to be going on in that building.
Well, Mike Vrabel did a lot of shielding of Ryan Tannehill after the game. There was a lot of forks out for Ryan Tannehill because, let's be frank, he was the reason they lost that game. You know, you can say, hey, there was tip passes, and there were tip passes, and there's a story for every interception, but your quarterback throws three interceptions in a game where your defense has nine sacks, pretty much hold that Bengals offense in check, and you don't win, that's on the quarterback. So the problem they have in Tennessee is that his 2022 contract is guaranteed, and they've already paid him a big signing bonus. So they're contractually tied to Ryan Tannehill for 2022. So they could obviously go out and draft a quarterback and develop him and say, hey, whenever you're ready, you can take over. But they can't. They're not going to cut Ryan Tannehill. Maybe they get somebody to trade for him. But given what we just saw, I don't know what the trade market would be for Ryan Tannehill at this point unless they're going to eat a lot of money. So I think you're looking at a situation where he comes back in 2022 as a Titans QB, whether Titans fans like it or not, and maybe that's the make or break year for him. Maybe that's when they draft a quarterback, finally get him some competition and try to transition in 2023. But the Titans are at a very precarious spot because they've been in the playoffs, you know, the last three seasons. They're right on the brink. They just can't get over the hump. They were the number one seed this year. You know, Derrick Henry is a beast, but you have to wonder how long is he going to continue to be at the Derrick Henry level he is. And their defense has been really good as of late, but soon those guys are going to want to get paid. So they really have a window of maybe the next year or two where they really have to capitalize and win.
Wow, terrible.
And can you do that with Ryan Tannehill? You know, that's a big offseason question.
That is just terrible. All right.